News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
The sun is out. There are thousands of nervous households across the country. It can only mean one thing. The junior and leaving certs are upon us. For more on this, we're joined by the Education Minister, Richard Bruton. Minister, your advice for students and families across the country facing into the exams this morning.
Well, first of all, I'd wish them the very best of luck. I mean, they've put a huge lot of effort to get to here. And as people would always say to me, you can only do your best. I think you are not to get too stressed and to get whatever you can down in respect of the different questions you're asked. I suppose the other thing to say is that, you know, while this is an important exam, there's lots of other pathways in education nowadays for people who don't get what they want on this occasion. And I think it's important to bear that in mind. And the final thing I'd say, of course, is to thank parents, teachers, and all of those who have helped pupils to get to this point. You know, it is a big day, and wish everyone luck.
Yeah, well said. And we don't want to be bombarding kids this morning, but I suppose the one thing I'm like a broken record with my own son: read the paper, read the questions, and manage your time is important.
Indeed, my father used to say, "Be cool, collected, and concise, and read the question over twice."
Very good.
This was a very good bit of advice. Not sure I always did it, but it's worth thinking about it.
Yeah, you did okay now, in fairness, I'm sure. Interesting, though, I was going to say a more serious note, but that is serious advice. But on a different note, let me put it like that. A record number of students undertaking higher level subjects. Good news, obviously. Why do you think we're seeing that current trend?
Well, we have made certain changes to encourage that. You know, the penalties of not doing as well in an honours paper have been reduced. And I suppose that does encourage people. And I think it does expose people to a higher level of learning in these subjects. And I think that can be really good. So it is something that we've tried to make sure that the points rewarded. But of course, you know, I think people are keen. There's a new interest in subjects like languages, for example, and people are taking the step up to do them at honours levels. Mathematics in particular has been rewarded with extra bonus points, and that's something where we are now seeing our targets almost fulfilled of 30% doing honours maths.
Okay, finally on the leaving cert, maybe more than the junior cert, we have seen some reforms, and it's clear things are very different from the days when you and I were doing the Leaving Cert. Are there other reforms coming? Are there other things you would like to do in how we do the Leaving Cert in this country?
Yes, indeed. And I mean, there are reforms coming. The NCCA, you know, the Curriculum Advisory Body, has just started a consultation on how reforms should occur in the Leaving Certificate, bearing in mind what has happened as junior cycle, and also bearing in mind, you know, the demands of, you know, more collaborative working, different ways of learning that are now possible. So, you know, there is change in coming along the track, and that will be fully consulted with all the various stakeholders. But the other thing to bear in mind is that, you know, there are many pathways even today. You know, people can go into further education, they can go into apprenticeships, they can go back up the ladder and go on into higher education through alternative entry routes. So, you know, while this is an important exam, it's not the very last opportunity, and people shouldn't think of it that way.
Okay. Just before we let you go, Minister, I do want to ask you about the reports yesterday, the delays, potential delays to the major school building projects following the appointment of a liquidator for Salmon Contracting in Ireland, the Kildare-based construction group. How concerned are you? What impact do you think that will have?
Well, first, it's very disappointing that the examinership didn't succeed. I mean, my immediate thoughts are obviously with the workers and families, 200 of them, and subcontractors who no doubt will be affected. From our point of view, there's also, you know, 11 important projects that will be delayed to a different extent by this outcome. Clearly, they're split into two different kinds. One is a PPP package of 6 schools. And in that case, you know, the risk and the responsibility under the contract lies with the partner, DIF, to deliver that. And I understand, you know, they're at an advanced stage of retendering to complete the work. The other five are conventional contracts, and in the case of four of them, the salmon's involvement has already been ended, and work has started on putting together the schedule of works that have to be completed with a view to re-tendering.
Does that mean delays in all those?
It does mean, inevitably, it does mean delays because the design team has to pull together the various cost schedule, and then we have to go to a tender process, and there will be delays, of statutory requirements to give people certain periods to submit their tender, certain periods to decide on the successful tenderer, and so on. However, I've asked my officials to work on each stage of that to ensure that we minimise the delay at each point. A number of these projects are at quite an advanced stage.
Okay, all right. We leave there on that subject. Actually, sorry, just before you go, we have been asking our listeners this morning, Minister, for their Leaving Cert memories. I know it's probably a few years ago, as it is with myself, but is there a standout memory for you from your Leaving Cert days?
Not really, because I suppose those days you could do a matric as well.
It was a long, drawn-out exam.
Exactly. You had two chances to stop the lights, and I don't think there was the same pressure on it. There wasn't the same pressure of points that has emerged since. I mean, we now have 2/3 of students go on to higher education. There's intense competition for places, and I suppose that has dramatically changed the environment. It was a much more relaxed affair back in those days.
Okay, it was indeed. We leave it there. Minister for Education, Richard Bruton, thanks indeed for talking to us.
I don't think the Leaving Cert was ever relaxed.
News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.